I wish I were Jean-Luc Picard. I don't think it would be that hard to sip Earl Grey and save the day while boldly going through the stars. Or maybe I'd be Captain Mal, a shining six gun as my pal. Sexy, broken, full of jokes, even as things have gone to hell. Oh, I wish I were Starship Captain.
Welcome to Geeks Explicitly. I am your host, Jonathan J. Reinhardt. I want to welcome you to episode 22, Five Geeky Things to Do During a Hurricane. For our longtime listeners, you know that this is the only podcast on the Troll in the Corner podcast network that is explicit. That's right. We don't shy away from swearing, curse words, or adult situations. For new listeners, I hope you'll stay with us for the ride as we talk about the five geeky things that you can do during a hurricane. Before we jump into those, I want to make a big announcement for everyone. It's part of the reason why that there's been a little bit of gap between episode 21 and some previous episodes and this episode. And the big news, actually, there's a few bits of news, but the big news is that my wife and I have just recently signed the purchase and sale agreement for our very first home. That's right. We are going to be buying our first house. We're closing on it at the end of December 2012 and be moving into it in the beginning of 2013. We're very, very excited, of course. But one of the really, actually two of the really cool things about this is that this house is large enough that it will allow me to have my own recording studio in there. I'm going to have my own office where I can play games, I can play World of Warcraft, I can do all sorts of computer stuff, but most importantly, I can record podcasts. So you're going to be able to get a better sound quality in there. It's going to be a small room, so that helps with the acoustics. And of course, right now, whereas I'm living in a condo, I kind of have this open floor plan, so I record out in the living slash dining room that feeds into the bathroom and into the kitchen and stuff. And the space is shared with our two rabbits and all sorts of stuff, so it makes it interesting when I record. I'm not going to have to worry about all of that kind of stuff when I get into the new house with my wife. The other cool thing is that half of the basement is finished, so I'm going to have my own space down there, be able to game and do all sorts of stuff. It's going to be really, really cool. And there's also a whole unfinished side of the basement that, you know, you use for storage and all sorts of stuff. But I'll be able to do painting. I like to oil paint, paint miniatures, and all that kind of stuff. So then, of course, some of the other news is that, and this is part of the reason why episode 22, this episode right here, covers five geeky things that you can do during a hurricane. And the reason is that not too long ago up here in Massachusetts, but of course most of the focus, and rightly so, has been placed onto New York City and New Jersey, is that the gigantic and dastardly Hurricane Sandy hit us, caused a lot of destruction, took some lives, did a lot of damage, caused people to lose power, to lose their houses. Very serious, very sad. We strongly recommend, if you are so able to, that you find a way to help out. They need supplies, they need money, all sorts of stuff. You can find a lot of information actually by going to the American Red Cross. Do a Google search for them, you'll be able to get information. And local charities and organizations near you, I got a little tongue-tied, organizations near you will probably be able to help or might even need some assistance, depending on where you are. I know there's a blood shortage, and if you are someone who's so inclined to give blood, you can do that as well. So these are all just some different things that impacted stuff up here. Plus, up here in Massachusetts, we had a nor'easter not long after Hurricane Sandy, one thing after another, and change in the seasons to winter and all that kind of stuff caused me to lose track of time and move away from podcasting. So I am very sorry for all of that. But right now, I'm going to get into all of our content. I'm very, very excited to talk about these things here on the list. I know quite a few of you enjoy these top five lists. So when I do these top five lists and I put the show notes up, which you can find by going to trollitc.com/GE22. That's right. trollitc.com/GE22. When you go there, I put a tag, and the tag is top five, so that way you can click on top five and you can find all of our top five content. It's a really cool feature. But I know quite a few of you enjoy these top five lists, so I get a lot of fun doing them. It's a way for me to get an episode out there that does something a little different and allows you to kind of go through and just see some of the cool things that are happening around here. So I'm going to count down. And I know sometimes I count up and sometimes I count down and sometimes there's no order whatsoever. But I am going to count down this time. And the number five item on my list is engaging in Shadow Monster Wars. No, this is not a game that's out there. You can't buy it or whatever. But everyone knows, you know, you were a kid and you played Shadow Puppets, right? You took a flashlight at night and you made, like, bats and stuff with your hands. Well, what you have to do is you have to make the best monster possible using your hands or other materials you happen to have around your home. Things like, I don't know, tissues or towels or whatever. And you create monsters and you engage in combat and see who can win. And these epic fights, you battle it out with your friends, your family, whatever, get some flashlights going, or, you know, use your smartphone with the LED flashlight app or whatever, and just shine it on the wall and have your hand bats and dinosaurs attack each other and go at it and see what happens. Now, this is a cool thing because, yeah, it's kind of geeky and a little childish, but it's something that no matter what age you are, chances are you can do it. And you can do it with, say, you have kids, you can do it with young family members, young friends, whatever. You can do it with anyone, regardless of age, shape, size, whatever. It's really cool. So it's one way that you can pass some time during a hurricane. Now, of course, before I go any further, I can't stress enough that if you are experiencing a hurricane, or you think you will be, the number one priority is to make sure that you are prepared and that you and your loved ones are safe. If you're told to evacuate, please evacuate. Just use your head, be smart. But if you're all secure and safe where you are, and it's just going to be that you're going to lose power for a little while, you know, hunker down, be safe, and try number four on this list of five geeky things that you can do during a hurricane. Number four is design a funny webcomic. Now, chances are, if you are experiencing a hurricane, you might lose power, so you can't be putting stuff onto the computer. And even if you have a laptop, the battery is going to die eventually, and there's probably more important things you can be using your laptop or mobile device, such as, I don't know, an iPad or whatever. More important things you can be using those for than creating a web comic, right? So what you can do is grab a piece of paper. It doesn't matter what size it is, how big, how small. It could have lines on it. It could be blank. It could be colored, whatever. And plot out what your web comic's going to be. Come up with a plot. Come up with characters. Maybe draw out some stuff. Sketch some things. And just have some fun. Draw the characters and give yourself a good laugh. This is stuff that, you know, kids do all the time when they're little. They create little funny things and they draw little cartoons or whatever. And they're smart. People often overlook what kids do and think, oh, those are just childish games. It's just, you know, it's nonsense, right? But it's not. It's creative. It's interesting. It's fun. And it's funny. So it's something that you can do during that hurricane. You can hunker down. Get your pen and paper or get a pencil or whatever. Just start drawing away and having some fun. And who knows, maybe you'll have the next best webcomic out there. You'll be the next Oots guy, right? Order of the Stick started somewhere. All these webcomics started somewhere out there. Dork Tower started somewhere. You could get going. You could be the next John Kovalik. Who knows? But perhaps making your own funny webcomic during a hurricane is the way to do it. So that's number four on our list. Number three on the list of five geeky things that you can do during a hurricane is play your favorite board game by hurricane lamp. When I was a kid, you know, we would have hurricanes from time to time, and my parents had an old hurricane lamp. So we'd pull out the hurricane lamp and we'd pull out like a game of Clue, which would be fantastic. Power would go out. We put Clue on the dining room table, we play Clue or Monopoly or, you know, whatever. We'd play a board game, and some of my friends in the neighborhood would come over and get that hurricane lamp on and be playing board games or rolling dice and collecting $200 as you pass go, whatever the case happens to be. Just, it's a lot of fun. It's a chance to get some good quality time with your friends and with your family, something that doesn't happen too much these days and something that I think really should. So playing your favorite board game is just the way to go. I'm a huge fan of Monopoly and Clue, but maybe you want a game that's not going to need so much cleanup time, right? If you're pulling out a game like Talisman, lot of fun, lot of parts, lot of cards, lots and lots and lots of stuff. So cleaning that up is going to be awful because, you know what, if you are recovering from the hurricane, you got the power back on, you have all sorts of stuff that you have to do. And the last thing you want to do, the last thing you need to do, is clean up all those pieces from that board game, clean up all those hundreds or thousands of cards and components. So maybe you want something a little more accessible, something like, I don't know, zombie dice, right? All that is a bunch of dice and a little canister. You're rolling those dice and you're shaking the thing and you're killing people, getting killed, or whatever the case happens to be. You're having some fun, and cleanup is as easy as taking the six dice, your pen and paper, and shoving them back into that little canister and putting the lid on and flipping it somewhere, and you're good to go. So you might want something that doesn't have as many pieces to clean up. It's just, I don't know, just something to consider. But if you don't mind the big cleanup, I say go for it. Play a game like Twilight Imperium. Play a game like Monopoly or any of those games that need a lot of pieces. Just something to consider. Now, number two on the list of five geeky things that you can do during a hurricane is play Argyle and Crew. And this is a big shout out to Troll in the Corner Podcast Network owner Ben Gerber. Ben created Argyle and Crew, and this is a game that you can buy online. We'll have a link in our show notes. That's right. Head on over to trollitc.com/GE22 to find the show notes, and we'll have a link there to Argyle and Crew. It's only $2.99, I believe, on DriveThruRPG as a PDF. And if you want the physical version or whatever, it costs more. But if you know the hurricane's coming, you don't have time to be waiting for that physical product to come. So I would suggest, you know, if you have the time and you can safely do so, go online while you still get the power and the internet's still going. Download the PDF, put it on your mobile device, your tablet computer or whatever, print it out, have it there, and get going. All you need, besides paying whatever the price is for the game, is you need some socks, and you need some stuff to decorate the socks. Or you don't have socks, use paper. You can draw the soppets. Those are sock puppet creatures. You can draw the soppets on paper. You can do whatever. It's really accessible. It's a fun game. You can play with kids. You can play with anyone, any age. And get the socks going. And it's a sock RPG. What the hell is not to love? There's even the music for this and all sorts of stuff. So you can download the songs and everything and have that as background while you're playing Argyle and Crew. And there's extra adventures. And there's a Argyle and Crew war game, naval war game out there. And it uses just pen and paper, and you draw your ship or whatever. You can do all sorts of stuff. So Argyle and Crew is a great way to pass a hurricane, especially if you have little ones with you who you are trying to indoctrinate into your geeky ways, right? Because we all want our kids and the kids in our lives to experience the things that bring us joy. And if you're a geek, if you're into all this kind of stuff like I am, you want to share that. You want to spread the love and get more people into the hobby, into the things that bring you joy. So that way you have someone else to chat about and people to say, did you see that in Star Wars? The Ewoks freaking blink. When I was a kid, they did not, because Lucas now fucked things up. Or you could just play games like Argyle and Crew. Nothing wrong with that. Great game. Strongly recommend it. Number two on the list of top five geeky things to do during a hurricane. So before I get to the number one item on the list, I want to recount. So number five on the list of five geeky things that you can do during a hurricane is you can have some shadow monster wars. That's right, it's shadow puppets. Use your hands or whatever you have around the house. Get a flashlight going and have combat. Your hand bats fighting the dinosaurs or whatever. I say those two because those are honestly really the only shadow creatures I can make with my hands. Pathetic, right? Number four on the list is to create your own funny webcomic. Design or create your own funny webcomic. Write it on paper, draw the characters, all that kind of stuff. You could be the very next John Kovalik. You could create your own Order of the Stick. Have thousands and thousands and thousands, or, you know, two other people, whatever. Paying attention to what you're doing. It's okay, because it's just a lot of fun. Number three on the list of five geeky things that you can do during a hurricane is to play your favorite board game by Hurricane Lamp. You might not actually have a Hurricane Lamp, that's okay. You can still play your favorite board game. You can play whatever it happens to be. Clue, Monopoly, Talisman. You can play it all. Zombie Dice. If you're looking for a game that's fun and needs not a whole lot of cleanup, just another one of those games that you can be doing out there. Number two on the list, which I just covered, is to play Argyle and Crew. It's a great game designed by Ben Gerber. I strongly recommend it. It's a sock puppet RPG. Who never loved playing with sock puppets? Who doesn't love a good RPG? Very age-friendly for people from birth all the way up. It's a game you can play with just about anyone, regardless of age. And then, number one on the list of top five the geeky things that you can do while experiencing a hurricane is you can finally get around to playing Cube of Death. That's right, Cube of Death. We've talked about it here before on the show. It's a game that I got to observe at TotalCon 2012. A lot of fun. It's something that Blix has put together. Peter Bryan, he's done. Over at TriTac Games Podcast. Have a link to them in the show notes somewhere too, I'm sure. And it's a game that he's created. You can buy, I believe it's $19.99. It's a fantastic blend of role-playing game and geek trivia. There's a bunch of different categories. Things like sci-fi, animation, toys, technology, all sorts of stuff. And you roll a D6, or is it a D20? You roll a dice, it doesn't matter. You roll a dice, and you answer questions correctly. You inflict damage to your opponents and team. So you could finally get that never-ending marathon Game of Cube tournament going that you've always wanted to. All your buddies are over. Everyone's stuck at your place because there's a hurricane raging outside. The trees are falling down. There's things hitting the house, and, you know, it's rainy and windy, and you got your own mood music going on outside, right? Setting the stage for what's going on, and you whip out your deck of Cube of Death, and you say, come on, guys, let's play it. Let's see who is the geekiest amongst us, who knows more trivia than anyone else, who's going to get those bragging rights, or maybe, you know, maybe you're going to turn it into a drinking game or something. I don't know. Some way to pass the time. It's okay. I won't tell. It's fine. So, Cube of Death is definitely a game you want to consider. Yes, there will be a link, of course, to that as well in the show notes, which you can access by going to trollitc.com/GE22. That's right. trollitc.com/GE22. So that's where you're going to be able to get the whole list here. But I have one other thing I want to mention on there. It's something I mentioned previously, but I want to say that above all else, no matter what you're doing to have some fun, whether geeky or otherwise, while this hurricane's going on in your life, that I want you to make sure that you and your loved ones are safe. Please be mindful. And, you know, like I said, if you're told you need to evacuate, get the hell out of there. It's not worth staying to finish your Game of Argyle and Crew. It's not worth finishing your webcomic. Just get the fuck out of Dodge, and then you can always come back and pick it up again at another time. That's the most important thing. And I know it kind of goes without saying, but I wanted to say it anyway. So I just want to make sure that you enjoyed all of these, or some of them anyway, of my five geeky things that you can do during a hurricane. I'm sure that you have some that weren't on my list, things that you would love to do during a hurricane. They might be geeky, they might not. I'd love to hear what yours are. So please send me some feedback and let me know what some of your geeky things are that you like to do during hurricanes, inclement weather, nor'easters, you know, when you're stuck in the house and you might be without power. Let me know what you would like to do. You can send me an email at geeksexplicitly@gmail.com. Of course, you can leave a comment on the show notes page. I told you, trollitc.com/GE22. Or you can find us on Twitter, and I think we have a Facebook page and all sorts of stuff. So you can just find us on social media and tell us what you think. So I'd love to hear what your geeky things are that you like to do when there's a storm brewing and you can't go outside and you might be without power. So in the meantime, I hope you have enjoyed these five geeky things that you can do during a hurricane. I want to remind you that there's a lot of other shows here on the Troll in the Corner podcast network. I do another show Wargaming Recon. It's a historical New England wargaming kind of podcast that comes out twice a month. It's on the second and fourth Monday of each month. So you can listen to me there where I talk a little bit more in depth about stuff. And I do these kind of top five sort of lists from time to time as well. Then Ben Gerber, who I've mentioned with Argyle and Crew, he does his own show, which is Indie Talks, and you can find out about that. It comes out every other Wednesday or thereabouts, generally whenever he feels like it. Sometimes it's weekly, sometimes it's not. And then, lastly, Brent Newell does his fantastic Monsters of the Shattered World, which is a monthly, really, really, really cool serial kind of drama sort of thing that's amazing about this character on another world who experiences and, you know, interacts with all these different monsters. Now, those who have listened to the show beforehand know that I have a much cooler and better set of promos that come at the end of the show. I do my credits, which are pre-recorded and you'll hear, but then I have a whole TCPN, Troll in the Corner Podcast Network series of promos that you can listen to, and they're all there, much better than what I just gave for synopsises. So you can hear all of that and get a better feel for if any of those other shows are things that you might want to listen to. And I think they might be. If you like Geeks Explicitly, chances are you're going to like those other shows. Just to let you know, they're not all explicit shows. Wargaming Recon tries to stay very PG, PG-13 maybe. Not so much with the swearing and that kind of stuff. And the other shows, very similar. So, you know, there's something for every age range. And the network is growing. We're trying to constantly add shows all the time. If you have a podcast that you think would be a good addition to the Troll in the Corner Podcast Network, I suggest that you get in touch with us. I would recommend that you send an email to Ben Gerber, and you can find information and all that kind of stuff on the podcast, and you can get better information by going to the Troll in the Corner Podcast Network page, which is trollitc.com/TCPN. It has contact information and just all that kind of stuff. So it's been a blast here talking with you as I covered my five geeky things that you can do during a hurricane for Geeks Explicitly, episode number 22. Once again, Jonathan J. Reinhardt, you're going to be listening to some credits, you're going to listen to some promos and all that kind of stuff. I want to thank you for listening, and going to say that we'll be back again next week. I promise we're back to our usual schedule. It's been a joy, a pleasure, and an honor. So thank you for listening, and I'll catch you again next time with episode 23 of Geeks Explicitly. This show is a proud member of the Troll in the Corner Podcast Network. If you enjoy this show, you might like some of the other podcasts on the network. Every Wednesday is a new episode of Indie Talks with Troll ITC owner Ben Gerber. Ben chats with people involved with indie games, movies, and much more. Every Thursday is a new episode of Geeks Explicitly, hosted by yours truly. All aspects of geek life are discussed. Wargaming Recon comes to you on the second and fourth Mondays of the month. I chat about historical and New England gaming. Monsters of the Shattered World, hosted by Troll ITC editor Brent Newhall, releases monthly. This story podcast details the adventures of a young scholar encountering strange monsters on a foreign planet. To learn more about the shows on TCPN, visit www.trollitc.com/TCPN. What is Wargaming Recon?
December 7th. 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
3,000 miles from home, an American army is fighting for you.
We today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam.
The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base.
Historical Wargaming for your ears, only at wargamingforums.com.
Oh, the humanity.
Hey there, this is Ben Gerber from Troll in the Corner, and I'd like to invite you to listen to my podcast, Indie Talks. Indie Talks is a discussion about independent publishing, where we take a look at indie games, the people who write them, and the people who play them. We're going to branch a little farther afield as well and talk to some independent television and movie stars and creators, as well as crafters, all of who are related to gaming in some way, shape, or form. So please join me on the Troll in the Corner Network at trollitc.com and give Indie Talks a listen.
This is Andreas, Apprentice of the White Order. I would like to invite you to listen to my letters, a humble collection of my observations of the various beautiful and very, very dangerous creatures that inhabit my world. I hope you enjoy it as part of the Monsters of the Shattered World on Troll in the Corner at trollitc.com.
Here at Geeks Explicitly, we love feedback. You can email us at geeksexplicitly@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Please check us out online by going to www.trollitc.com/geekspodcast.